the Target Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Target Podcast, powered by Hollywood Bets. I'm your host, Deshwan, and with me in studio today are Premier League specialists Mark Shadom and Nigel Nyker. Gents, welcome.
How's it, Desh?
How's it, Desh? How's it, gents?
All right, let's get cracking. This weekend, there is a blockbuster fixture between Liverpool and Man City. Arguably the last time that these two managers will meet in charge of Liverpool and Man City, respectively. Now, it's been quite a contest up until now. Rather, I should say, one-sided at Anfield, because I think City have just recorded victory once there.
Yes, I think it's 1-5.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to leave that till the end. Let's start with the Man United versus Everton. Now, obviously, United getting dispatched 3-1 at the Etihad. Does it come from behind victory by their arch rivals, Manchester City?
I don't think United should feel down about the results. I think it was expected. City and United are worlds apart, so easy one for City there.
Yeah.
United need to just
bounce back.
Definitely. I think Everton at the moment are not at their very best, especially after the game against West Ham too. They were very poor, and I think United being at home will turn things around in this upcoming fixture.
Yeah, I agree. I think at Old Trafford they need to be stronger, and they need a statement result after the loss against City. So yeah, I think they'll be looking to get 3 points against Everton.
Yeah, your prediction?
I'm going United 2-1.
Yeah, I agree with Nigel. 2-1 United.
Interesting. No clean sheet. Okay, let's move our attention over to Crystal Palace hosting Luton Town. Now, Crystal Palace have a new boss at the helm. I think Oliver Glasner was at Eintracht Frankfurt, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he started off his managerial campaign quite nicely off at Palace with a 3-0 victory against Burnley. Last time out, they were dispatched 3-1 by Tottenham Hotspur. Maybe a fixture to bounce back, a kind of fixture?
Yeah, 100%, especially at Selhurst Park. They'll be looking at a favourable result against the Luton Town team.
Mm-hmm. Possibly another 3-0?
It could be. No, it could be. The game against Tottenham, I think it just came down to quality at the end of the day. I think Glasner's come in. I think he steadied the ship. And I think they get a good result against Luton. Yeah.
Yeah. Prediction?
2-1 again, Palace.
Yeah, I'm going 2-0 Palace.
Okay. Well, one manager that seemingly can't do any wrong is Iraola at Bournemouth. They're hosting Sheffield United, who just got dispatched 6-0.
By the Arsenal. Yeah, I think Sheffield, I think their time is up. I think Chris Wilder, I'm sure he knows it as well. And a difficult game to bounce back. Like you said, Bournemouth playing very well. Areola doing good things. The team is playing well. So I think it's another 3 points for Bournemouth.
I agree. I think Bournemouth are an excellent team. A good solid win away from home against Burnley last week. And yeah, I think they do the business again this week.
Do you think they even find them back in the net, or is it just going to be Bournemouth traffic?
No, I think they have the quality to find the back of the net. It's a bit of a easier, if I can say, opponent. They do have some players who can get on the score sheet there, and Bournemouth, they do have some defensive issues now and again, but it's going to be a difficult one for them to win. But I would give them a goal, but Bournemouth get the win for sure.
Your prediction?
I'm going 3-1, Bournemouth.
Going 2-0, Bournemouth.
Okay. Wolves hosting Fulham. Now, Wolves, you know, finding themselves not on the best of run. I think they were dispatched 3-0 by Newcastle last time out.
Yeah. But still posing a serious threat, though, on the day. They have the players. They have the coach. It's just, I think, some unfortunate results went their way, but don't ever write them off the day.
Fulham are also in a bit of a purple patch. I think it's three wins in the last four league outings.
Yeah, and they're an exciting team to watch as well. I think Marco Silva got them playing some entertaining football going forward. And yeah, it's going to be a really good battle between two good teams this weekend, Wolves and Fulham.
Which way can you see this one going?
I don't think I can separate them. I think I see a score draw here.
I totally agree with Nigel. I was going to say the same. I say 2-2 because both teams, I think they're on par with each other.
Yeah.
Both teams have the ability to take the win, but I can't separate them myself too. I see a 2-2 draw.
Okay. The concluding fixture of Saturday sees Arsenal host Brentford in a London derby. Now, Arsenal, I don't need to tell either of you how well they've been playing.
Yeah, I mean, just firing. I mean, hitting teams left, right, center.
Yeah.
Scoring goals for fun.
It's really refreshing to watch as an Arsenal fan.
Mm. And the consistency. I think it's like six, seven games.
I think they've learned from last season, from leading throughout the whole season and actually letting go of the league at this time of the season, last season.
Mm.
So I think they've learned from their mistakes. Arteta certainly instilled this
the mentality.
The mentality and it's showing now, and they're getting good results. And if this game wasn't at the Emirates, I would give Brentford a chance. But at the Emirates this year, actually, Arsenal have been fantastic, scoring I think over 4 goals.
On average per game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And this is in the league as well. You know, not competition. Not
and they haven't lost this year either. So
yeah.
I'm giving this one to Arsenal. Easy.
Scoreline?
3-1.
3-1.
Yeah, I agree. Along those lines, Brentford also missing Pinnock and Mi at the back. So they're going to come there with a much changed back five. So I see Arsenal running riot.
Mm. Over 3 goals.
At least three plus, 100%.
Mm, okay, let's move along to Sunday now. Now, Aston Villa are at home to Tottenham Hotspur. I want to say that both these teams are probably thinking they're better than their opponents on the day, you know, and they're quite evenly matched. Look at the log. Tottenham have a game in hand. They are 5 points behind Villa. Mm. Villa, who are in an occupy fourth spot. I mean, a Champions League spot is up for grabs.
Yeah,
this is a direct rival.
This is a massive
game. How do you think they're going
to
set up?
Massive game. I think it's going to come down to tactics and fine margins in getting a winner here. I think Aston Villa have been fantastic at home. Postecoglou's been good with Spurs. Mm. They came back from a goal down to win last week.
Yeah.
Playing fantastic football too. So a hard game to separate here as well.
Mm. You know, you mentioned home form, and I know Douglas Luiz comes up clutch at Villa Park.
Yeah, he seems to find the back of the net even from such a deep-lying midfield position. Mm. He's also like a silky player to watch. I mean, he conducts the play. And yeah, I mean, at this Villa Park Stadium, I think it's going to be difficult for Spurs.
Mm. Yeah. You know, Luiz is going to come up against Bentancur and Basuma. You know, who wins that battle?
I think Spurs have more steel, it looks like, but I think Villa pass the ball around more and they will be able to find more gaps in that Spurs midfield, especially at home.
Yeah.
So
Let me maybe rephrase my question and not just focus on midfield, but who has the better squad? You know, you look at some of the plays that Tottenham have, Kulusevski, Werner, you know, Premier League experience over there, Son as well, leading the line for them, Madison is back. And then you look at Aston Villa, who, you know, I just mentioned Luis, but also you've got a very solid defensive unit. You know, I think Pau Torres is there. Martinez, World Cup winner, Martinez.
Mm.
There's Matty Cash as well. You know, marauding wingback.
Both clubs have good quality players. For me personally, I just think Aston Villa are more balanced. Like Tottenham have a good few good players, standout players.
Volatile
just
situation.
Exactly, yeah. I think Aston Villa is more balanced and I think at home the crowd will play a huge part in this game in getting Aston Villa to beat Spurs, especially with Champions League spot on the line as well.
Mm, okay, give me a prediction here. Yeah.
I'm going 2-2 draw.
I'm going 2-1 Villa.
Wow.
I see them winning. They dispatch City at the Villa Park. They dispatch Arsenal at Villa Park. It's not an easy place to go. I think with top four on the line as well.
Yeah, it is a direct rival again. Yeah. Keep coming back to that. And you know, it sounds like both of you agreeing Tottenham don't get a win here.
No, I don't see Tottenham getting a win at Villa. Yeah, that's the difference for me.
Okay, we're going to have to see how this one ages. Elsewhere, West Ham are hosting Burnley now. Both clubs, you know, finding themselves in a bit of a sticky situation.
More Burnley than West Ham, if you ask me.
If you're West Ham, you're seventh. How much more? Yeah. What more do you want?
I think it will be a routine win for West Ham at this point. I think Burnley, I think for just like Sheffield, I think their time is up. They came up playing this expansive football with Company. They were very good in the Championship, but just unfortunately, I think they don't have the personnel to continue playing in that way in the Premier League, and it's shown now. And I think their time is up, and West Ham get the easy victory in this one.
Yeah, they have been clinical since Paquet has been on the pitch. I know last time out, they attempted 5 shots on target, and 3 of them were goals.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite an impressive return.
Paqueta is clearly the number 10, if you like,
yeah,
or the creative player there. And I think once he's on the field, he has that ability to create these chances for these players. And I think the players around him feel more comfortable when he's on the field.
Yeah.
Knowing that anything can happen when he has the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the first game, he returned from injury. Bowen got a hat-trick. And before that, Bowen couldn't see the net before that. So it just shows how important and influential he is to this West Ham team.
Mm. So routine victory for the Hammers.
I say routine 3-0.
Yeah, I agree. I don't see Burnley getting anything from this game.
Okay. Brighton up against Nottingham Forest in the next clash. Brighton, I think they...
fallen off the pace.
You know, they don't really have that same early season form that they showed.
Definitely. And they got a tough game this evening with
Roma.
With Roma. So traveling to Roma. Roma in a good space now at the moment. Scoring goals for fun. De Rossi seems to have brought life back to them. Mm. In the English Premier League, they're so unpredictable. 1 week they're winning, the next week they're conceding so many. So the inconsistencies has been a huge problem.
Yeah.
And Nottingham Forest, we know what they can do. They have the good players. The coaches steady the ship as well.
Yeah. So you think Nuno's fancying this game for himself?
Definitely. After last week's results against Liverpool, they threw it away. So I think it's time to redeem themselves against unpredictable Brighton, who I believe they can get the one.
Yeah, I agree. I think not playing midweek as well will play into Forest's hands. The performance was definitely there against Liverpool, so they just need to get over the line against a faltering Brighton team.
Mm, okay. We're going to circle back to Liverpool-Man City, which is the final fixture of Sunday. On Monday night, Chelsea hosting Newcastle now. Newcastle looked like they kind of have been back to their former selves. They dispatched Wolves 3-0 out, 3-0 last time out.
Yeah, but I think both clubs are so unpredictable now at the moment. Newcastle also, like Brighton, have fallen off the pace. Chelsea, you never know what you're going to get from Chelsea on the day. One day, they're super good. The next day, they just fall through, you know? So
do you think they're still mulling over that defeat by Liverpool in the final?
Yeah, well, I would if I was a Chelsea player. I mean, you had the best opportunity to beat this Liverpool team and you threw it away. So you wouldn't have got a better opportunity. So maybe they need to put it behind them and start focusing on the league. You can't finish bottom in the bottom half of the table for two seasons as a Chelsea.
Especially after £1 billion.
Yeah. So,
well, that's where they currently find themselves in.
Yeah.
I mean, ahead of this round of fixtures, they are 11th.
Yeah, I think if they beat Liverpool in that final, I think they start to believe in Pochettino more.
Yeah.
Because belief comes with results, right? And this game is all about results.
Mm-hmm.
So the more results they get and the more that Pochettino drives them on, the more the belief will grow. And obviously they start to climb the table. And I think that loss just set them back a few more steps.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to need a prediction here, gents.
I can't separate this game either. I'd say 2-2. I see both teams getting goals, because both defense are leaking goals. So I'll say 2-2 again.
I agree. I see both teams scoring. I'm going 1-1.
Mm. All right. That brings us to the one.
The one.
The one and only. It's Liverpool.
Sure.
Klopp's Liverpool against Guardiola City.
For the last time.
I think this is the biggest game in English football.
In the league.
Yeah.
In the last 2-3 seasons at least.
100%. Even 4-5.
We've been blessed with these two.
Yeah, definitely. I think they've been the best two teams in the past 5 years. Nobody's come close to them. I think Arsenal finally, I wouldn't say they're close, but they're finally challenging, trying to do what they've been doing. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're discussing Liverpool-Man City.
Don't be like
that. All right. Well, I don't know. Wait, let's start with Man City. Away from home, you know, they've shown what they can do. Is there a chink in the armor? We saw Copenhagen finding the back of the net against Man City.
But it was 7 changes in the squad.
Mm.
So obviously, having the Liverpool game in mind, he rested his key players.
Yep.
Haaland played, scored again. I think that's 7 goals, 8 goals in 3 games. It's ridiculous if you ask me. De Bruyne has been rested. All the top names have been rested, knowing that this game is, you could say a title
decider
maybe.
Wow.
Because it's a 3-horse race now at the moment, separated by 1 point.
Mm.
So whoever wins, I think gets the advantage going forward.
Yeah, I agree. The mental battle, you get one over your big title rivals and things can change for you going into the business end of the season. Mm. I do think it's going to be difficult for them at Anfield, but I feel like they can get a result here just based on Liverpool's injury crisis at the moment. I think Salah might be back, but it's without forced. Trent, without forced. Allison.
Do you think there's too many vital cogs in the Liverpool machine?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I think when you look at a Liverpool team, I think the first few names on that team list will be Allison, will be Trent, and you're missing
Salah.
You're missing two of them.
Yeah.
That is a major blow. I think City go there with a full strength team. I think they get something.
And I think also with those names being missing, playing City, I think it's also a psychological aspect that plays with the players knowing that okay, Trent is not there. Now we're gonna be in sorts of trouble. Allison is not there. Do we trust? They've
got some decent backup.
They do have backup.
But you know, you've seen Klopp's kids lift the trophy.
Yeah,
they do have backup. But
or rather, I should say a trophy, not the trophy.
If you know Haaland is there, how much more comfortable are you as a player?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So those are two big players that will be missing. So let me
ask you this then. Is it going to be business as usual for Man City?
No.
I don't see it so easy, honestly. I think Liverpool are playing out their skins, especially in Klopp's level last season. You can see it with even so much injury stricken to your bare bones, you beating a billion-dollar Chelsea team. You could still... top of the league, let's not scapegoat anything. Yeah. Liverpool are the best team in the league currently. So, I feel it's going to be really... and going to Anfield, it's going to be
extra loud.
Yeah, so that's the next point. You know, it is at Anfield where the crowd really gets the people going.
definitely.
But let's look at City defensively. They conceded against Copenhagen. Now, I know you defended them saying that. Too many changes, Against Man United, Rashford scores a screamer.
Mm.
Luton found a way past the Man City goal twice.
Mm.
Surely if you're Liverpool, you know you can get a goal. If Luton, Copenhagen, Man United.
When you're playing City, there's always a chance of scoring goals because Guardiola's teams always play above the halfway line. Mm. That's how they control the game.
Yep.
That's how they create these chances. That's how they keep the ball for almost 5 minutes. You don't touch the ball. Almost 50 passes across to Haaland and you get a goal.
Mm.
That's the way he plays. So if Liverpool, like they have been doing, if Salah does play and Diaz, you can't write off Diaz as well.
Yeah.
It just takes one ball to bypass the defense and you're in on goal.
Yeah. Is that play going to be Darwin Nunez? Because he's been in the goals of recent for Liverpool.
I highly rate him. I think he's a top striker. I think we've had a few debates on this podcast before about Nunez. But I think he's a top-class striker.
Yeah.
He comes up clutch in moments where you need him. He does miss a lot of chances, but I think that comes with the territory as well.
Yeah. Is he going to be that big match play that Mo Salah is?
I think it might be a little bit too early for him to step up in that sense. You see Salah.
2 seasons not long enough.
Yeah. I mean, Salah does it game by game. Every game, you know, Salah's. Yeah. And that's a high quality to live up to. I think Nunez is still a bit raw, still adjusting to the Premier League.
It's just a little bit polish here and there and he should be okay. He came up against Nottingham with the winner.
Yeah.
You know what I like about him? Even though he's setting all the records for all the wrong reasons, He's a dog. He will run 100 times for you. If the ball is going out, he will slide to try and save it. He will run the whole game. If Klopp tells him to do something, he's gonna do it. He's a team player, and you see how much the fans love him.
Yeah,
and that for me, that will pick his game up, and especially playing City, you know, that will give him that extra fire to even help the team get the win.
Yeah, you know, Liverpool are traveling. You know, they do have to play in the Europa League. City played at the Etihad in their Champions League bout. So do you think that also kind of gives them a slight advantage?
I think it definitely plays a factor. Playing Thursday, Sunday is the worst routine because technically they're going to Prague tonight, Thursday. So
they're
going to travel back Friday, probably rest Friday and only have one session on Saturday to prepare for Sunday. It's really not ideal. But they have to show that they really want this title if they're going to get anything this weekend.
Mm.
When you're on top of the Premier League, there's no excuses.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do the business, get the job done. I do suspect a lot of changes tonight. I don't think Spurs at the level of Liverpool
having
the City game in mind.
And they still have to play At Anfield.
The return.
Yeah, the return leg.
So I think this tonight's game will just be a routine game for them, resting their big name players for Sunday's game.
Yeah. You know, let's look at Liverpool in the league. They lost against Arsenal 3-1. Do you guys want to maybe unpack that result? Because I do know that Liverpool had a red card in that fixture, but it was Konate in the 88th minute. So do you think I'm looking too deep into that?
I think Arsenal completely dominated that game. Yeah. If you look at the stats, I think we restricted them to like 2 shots, 1 on target.
Yeah.
I think not many teams do that to a Liverpool team.
Mm.
They're extremely good going forward. They create chances. They score goals. So, yeah, I don't think City can do that because they don't restrict teams. They,
yeah.
Like you said, they concede goals to Luton. They are leaky at the back. Mm. So, yeah, I think that this Liverpool team, they are good going forward, but if you restrict them, you can't find...
Let's also be fair to Arsenal. They got the best defense in the league this season.
100%.
Mm.
So, that also plays a huge role. Saliba and Gabriel have been solid. David Raya is leading the league with clean sheets.
Mm. Yeah.
I can sit here all day and talk about Arsenal and that game. So
Arsenal also beat Man City.
Mm.
They beat Man City. That's
so
nice.
You know, there's also that fixture's unpacked. Like, how do you think Liverpool gonna react to that result?
It's do or die now. It's 1 point separation. So. Yeah. There's no room for mistakes. From now until end of the season, all three teams have to win.
And technically, by the time these two play each other, we could be top of the league by winning on Saturday against Brentford. So another chink in the armor.
Numbers,
I think it's better for Arsenal to chase the pack than lead the pack.
Yeah,
I think they've learned a bit from last season. They've corrected some mistakes. The defense is solid. We're scoring goals throughout the team, so we're not. Arsenal's not depending on just a striker to score the goals. I think the goals are across the whole team. So that's also another bonus for Arsenal going into the end of the season.
Yeah. Gents, I think we're going to have to wrap this up right now. Give me your predictions and who's going to score if there are any goals.
Man, this is a big question. I'm going 2-2. Foden because he's hot in form, and I'm giving Haaland because he's a machine. For Liverpool, I'll give Diaz and Nunes because he's a dog.
I think it's going to be a draw as well. I'm going 1-1. I see Salah scoring and I'm going Foden scoring.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see how that one unfolds. As usual, it has been a pleasure unpacking all things Premier League related with you. Until next week. Cheers.
Thanks, Dish.
Shot, gents.
Hit the Target Podcast.